The tables at the school board meeting are covered in iPads that are upright on little stands. They're set up for the interactive application, Osmo.
It's playtime. I thought you guys might need some play.
Mary Ellen Anderson greets school board members as they arrive at the meeting. She's the librarian at the Stedman Elementary School. The school board members take turns at the different iPad stations, trying out the colorful games. The interactive app works by using a mirror system, which reflects what's going on the tabletop. So whatever the board members are doing on the table shows on the iPad in front of them. One program follows real puzzle pieces as they're put together on the table. The shape shows up on the screen. Another asks you to trace lines on the screen using a real pencil and paper on the table.
How do you do the drawing one? You show the drawing one? Oh.
School board member Jay Lister asks student Sean Toth for help. Sean and his sister Maria Toth are helping the adults figure out how to run the games.
Yeah, you could clear it.
Anderson says the students are allowed to come to the grade school library 15 minutes before school starts for quiet activities like reading or playing educational computer games like Osmo.
The most popular, most recent one is the coding, and it's a really fun game, very addicting. The kids love it, and yet it teaches them the real basics of coding. It's not obvious, I think, to them what they're learning.
Another Osmo game is called Pizza Shop, which teaches kids how to buy and sell and earn money. Anderson says the application has different levels for different ages of kids.
My favorite is the tangrams because I love the geometrical shapes and putting them in, and it gets progressively more and more difficult. So you have all varying levels of play on all of these games.
Osmo has had good industry reviews. Through physical interaction and playing as teams, it's advertised to foster social intelligence and creative thinking. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.